Hi, folks. Welcome to the next edition of Serving as Crack. Myself, Dave Anderson, and the gentleman here. How are we getting on?
Hey, Ron.
You're good.
I'm good.
Another busy week. Happy Friday for us.
Another busy week. That's it. Getting there.
Getting after it,
So
getting it done.
we figured we just launched Serverless Days Belfast this week, which should be fun. It's I figured we'd kind of talk about that. Just have a general talk. So I'm officially on the organizing committee. You two are not,
No.
but you're closely associated. Being in the Belfast kind of service community, so I figured we just kind of I can share the theme with you two, and we can kind of chat about it. Just for
Awesome.
the logistics, the date is it's Serverless Days Belfast. I think serverlessdaysbelfast.com. It's on Thursday, the 23rd of May. It's in the Titanic Hotel. So the Titanic Hotel is down beside the Titanic Museum. It's down by the harbour in Belfast, where it's all the Titanic stuff is, and it's actually one of the original buildings from the old kind of White Star Company, and it was the old offices. And the actual room is in the drawing room. So that's the drawing room is where they used to design all the ships. It's kind of a curved ceiling with glass to let all the natural light in. Did all the ship designers they used to draw out the ships in full scale. So they sit and kind of, I don't know, is it an architect or an engineer, whatever it is, but they would sit and design all the ships in this room. There's an old photograph from like 1911 or something, them all sitting drawing out the ships. So it's cool. I'm going to be inspired. They draw boxes after.
Oh, it sounds amazing. It is a really nice spot down around there. Very, very nice. Very relevant, I think, to your theme.
I'm
That's
looking,
nice.
really looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be hard to top last year's awesome Serverless Days, one at the Game of Thrones studio, but and the conversations and the content last year was fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how
So
we how you can one up yourselves.
yeah, I still got my lanyard. There you go.
Well, actually, I'm worried.
Very good.
But I think the location and the history of it also helps frame some of the sort of the thinking around beyond boundaries and how traditional sort of things were built and engineered and designed and architected compared to what we have available to us today.
Yeah, I mean, this will be the third big event. First one was in Belfast in 2019 or 2020, I think it was. Last year, we were in Game of Thrones studio, which was very cool. And at 24, we're in the Titanic Hotel. And I think, I mean, one of the things, like Serverless Days is brilliant. It's a brilliant kind of theme. It's a one-day conference. There's like only about usually around 10 talks, a small number of talks, and it's single track, single theme. And it's a community event as well. So we all organize it kind of not for profit. We aim to break even. So we try and keep the tickets as cheap as we possibly can. We get kind sponsorship from a few companies. And it's although it's Serverless Days Belfast, that is the first service of conference in the whole Ireland of Ireland. And it's not just Belfast by any means. It's everyone's welcome. But we find that there's a large catchment area right around from Dublin all the way up to kind of the north of the island. Like, so there's a lot of people come there. So it's not just people from Belfast. And people come from all over Ireland and from England and Europe and even the States. So it is, it's a, I think there's a nice balance between people who are in and out of Belfast every day and people who maybe come up the odd time. So it's nice to sort of create the space where people can, kind of feel like you're at like an actual conference and not just a meetup.
I think what's always inspiring, especially at these events, is just the impact and the scale of the things that the attendees are working on or developing. And even some of the side conversations, it just blows my mind how high up the value chain the people who are there are now and how much of a global impact they're having. With the work that they're doing, leveraging a lot of the mindsets and the technologies and the ways of working, and also the service sort of first mindset and approach, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's about mindset. I'm glad you said that because I mean, Serverless Days has been running for a good few years, and it's always been cool in the sense that people are showing off projects and like I did this with Lambda, and that's good, and people do technical deep dives, but I prefer the mindset change because it is, and the theme of the event this year we've put it down as building beyond boundaries, and they kind of and I think it's nice to kind of celebrate the spirit of innovation. Because what I certainly see is the people who are involved in serverless projects, they're driving real change. Like they're, I'm going to use the term digital transformation, but they're changing companies and mindsets. And to do that, you need a huge amount of you need to see the opportunity. You need to have the courage to actually try it, and then the conviction to make it happen. And what I think is really cool is the thread going back to like some fellow in Belfast deciding to build the biggest like ocean liner in the world. It's a Titanic. So the scale of the ambition 100 years ago, where they were sitting in that exact same place, building huge effectively systems. It's no different now than you sit in your desk building these massive global systems. So the building beyond boundaries, it's not so much like technical boundaries. It could be boundaries around your location, your kind of mindset, your business, your technical stack. It's just getting out of your comfort zone and kind of building big. So I think it'll be interesting. And I think we'll do a lot of it'll be a nice theme, I think, for an event.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting topic, or a theme, there's like a number of things that come to mind, and it's even just it's nice to kind of just track how things have changed, I think, in the industry over the last maybe 5 to 10 years in that regards, like even with COVID, and where there's a lot of stuff, people going to people's homes, for example, to do car inspections or fraud, whereas now we were able, during COVID to kind of build applications to reach the customer where they were at from, being very remote in Northern Ireland, but we were deploying down into South America. And again, a good example of building beyond those boundaries and, different stuff you couldn't have, like, I'd say maybe what year is this? 10 years ago, you couldn't have even think that doing that was almost impossible. You couldn't, that. Whereas now you're like, okay. Way more possibilities are open, and interesting to see what other people are doing in that regard, and how they've changed in their approaches or and how the opportunities have changed, so I think it'll be a really interesting set of talks, in that regard.
I think a
Yeah,
lot of
cool.
it is just thinking, why not? Why not us? Why not now? Why not be ambitious? Why not give it a go? And like we've seen this over the last number of years, but the barriers to entry have been removed, and we're starting to see really good examples of people achieving massive success with some of these sort of techniques and mindset shifts. And it's great, for those coming up through to see people that they can almost look at and aspire to and sort of be inspired by, through delivering massive impact and massive change across the world. It's a great time for this stuff.
That's completely. Like I remember when I first started working in Dublin in telecoms company, we'd be working away and we would create a tape. We would actually create a tape and they would copy that tape and people would physically get on a plane and take that tape to somewhere like São Paulo to install that software in a telecom operator. So it's like you're literally, creating like a tape with software and go install it. So I mean, do what we do now is absolutely insane. So it's good. I mean, I think there's a I think storytelling's a part of it as well. Like, I mean, you want people really telling a story of the stuff they're doing in their work. I mean, obviously give it like a technical show and tell as well. Like, but even talk about how they did it, how they could buy in, how they maybe there's some of the challenges they hit. Because that's the fascinating stories, I think. And as well, I like to think it's a super accessible community, that where people are, it's a fairly safe environment and nobody's an expert. We're all just trying to figure out and learn from each other. So hopefully we can create that kind of buzz on the day as well. Like,
I think the call for papers went out yesterday. Did I say that?
hopefully papers, yeah, went out a couple of days ago. It's on Sessionize. It's if you look up the Twitter, it's BFS Serverless, or you even just search for Serverless Days Belfast. The thing in Sessionize is sessionize.com/serverlessdaysbelfast2024. So yeah, if you fancy speaking, pop your talk in. You fancy attending, grab an early bird ticket. I think it's a nice reflection as well of the serverless community. I think that's one thing that remember like when we started getting involved in this, I think it was some of the Cloud Guru guys were organizing serverless conf was 10
Right.
years ago. They were starting to sneak around those conferences like and it was always a I couldn't believe how welcome the community was. You'd see talks online, you'd see people writing articles, you think, God, that's amazing. And then you'd meet them and think, wow, they're just a normal person. He's actually quite friendly. So it's a nice community where There's a lot of like-minded people, like, so I would love to name everyone, like, it'll take too long, probably leave people out. But I think the service is that there's a lot of different events in different cities all over the world, like, so it's a very cool series of events.
I've never experienced a community like it, to be fair. It is very open and inclusive, and and there's lots going on as well, and everyone is in that growth mindset, it's very, as you mentioned it earlier, it's very safe and yeah, it's cool. It'll be really good.
Very good. So we'll see how you go then. And I think we're still the first serverless event in Ireland. So see how we go. So that's the crack. I think I'll leave it at that then. That'll be good fun on the 23rd of May. We're looking forward to that. And I'm sure there'll be a bunch of really good talks. And we'll have a couple of social events around it as well. Like, so if you're interested, then give us a shout.
Awesome.
Cool. We'll leave it at that then. I'm sure give us a follow on YouTube or on LinkedIn or on Twitter at the Serverless Age. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Zero.